Perek Ches, Seif Lamed Hey. Yeshua Kapit Shenis Akma. To make straighten a spoon which got bent. Kapit Shenis Akma. A kapit, a spoon, or a teaspoon, no difference, or any other sort of item, Shenis Akma, which got bent. Asul Yashel Asur B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to go and make it straight on Shabbos. Mishum Isab Makab Patish. You are mending this spoon, make it usable. The same thing, if any sort of item which was bent and you make it straight, then you're amending it for usage, it's a mark of the passage. The same thing would be if you've got a hanger, a clothes hanger, which got bent, and you have to straighten it in order to be able to be usable. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. You've got a problem from Maka the Patish. The if Lamed Vov, Nesinat Turala Kapit Plastic, go and make a spoon which is plastic, you're making it into a spoon. Kapit Plastic can himself for Kufa, Shalavkat Chalav, Latinoikas. You have spoons, little teaspoons, which are inside the milk. Avkat Chalav, if you've got powder milk from kids, you have some sort of spoons inside this powder milk, which you mekabelas as turosa alidei lechitza kala, mutar lavois b'shabes ve'im b'zeh b'chlal makar b'patish. What's the case? He says that you have in powder milk sometimes a spoon which is not ready to be used. Meanwhile, it is straight. And you push the spoon a bit with your hand, and it comes into a spoon. So what you're doing, you're making it into a spoon. Before it was a straight plastic, now you're making it into a spoon. He says, even though that you're making it into a spoon now, he doesn't have a problem, the person does not have a problem from Makar B'Patish on Shabbos, he says, because it is so easy to be done, that's not considered you're creating something. Already created, you just have to go and do a little push, and it gets ready to be used. He says no problem from Makar B'Patish with this spoon to make it. The if Lamed Zayin Kipul Neyarot Mapiyot, to go and fold papers and serviettes. Lamed Zayin Also Le Kapel Neyarot, you're not allowed to go and fold papers. So even Shoisem Mehem Tzurot, if you make from them a design. Kemin Onia, you make a boat. Or Matos, you make an airplane. Or Tzipor, you make a bird. Cute for them. You're not allowed to go and make a design with papers on Shabbat, because you are making a Tikkun Moneh. You're making a kli out of it. You're making it usable. With your folding, you're making it into a new object that you're not allowed to do that on Shabbat. No, also, ein lekapel mapiyot niya. Person should not go and fold serviettes. But tzura meyuchedet, in a special way, in a good design. The tzorech yipu ha-shulchan, the person makes it for the table to be nice. A person should not go and fold the serviette in a special design. Achmuta lekaplom kipul poshut. You have to go and fold it in a poshut, a fold, a normal fold. She'en by asir tura meyuchedet, which doesn't come to a design. What it means to say like this: a person is not allowed to go and do a creation from a design on Shabbat. If it is only folded in a way that looks as if it's folded, you haven't got some picture from it, then you're allowed to do it. But if you fold it in a way that it comes out a design from it, like you come out a flower, or you come out a accordion, that you're not allowed to do. But if you do it in a way which doesn't come out special design, just put together, then there's no problem on Shabbat.